number one news and talk station.
Talk Radio 702.
With Jenny Cruz-Williams.
No matter what society you live in, and this is what I was taught when I did a course at Loughborough University, you always have the privileged, you always have an elite, you always have people who are able to afford things that other people can't. But it doesn't mean to say that the people who can't afford the things are lesser in any way at all. It's just that they need to be helped a little bit. And there is the most wonderful initiative that I was reading about the other day that I want to share with you. And of course, you know, if you want to comment, if you want to ask questions, if you are inspired about the conversation that we're about to have, maybe you want to phone in, maybe you want to do it with your school or something similar or something different, but also giving to the community. So let's go and have a look at one of the great schools of South Africa. It's a girls' school. It was founded in 1903, and it's Rodine School, and it's in Parktown, and the girls of Rodine School, the ones that I've bumped into, brilliant at English, and have got all sorts of awards from international awards actually for their English and their spelling and their reading. Really is fantastic. And mathematics. And what the school is doing is it is using a center, which is in a Herbert Baker building, and it's a new math center. And it incorporates, or it intends to provide, teaching and learning opportunities internally for the school and for the teachers, but externally as well. And I want to learn all about it, because I think there are lessons here, and I think it sounds absolutely fantastic. So the State of the Art Center, which was opened by Cyril Ramaphosa in November, is going to provide teaching and learning opportunities, but not just at Rodine, which is where it is situated. So it's my great pleasure to welcome the executive head of Rodine School, and that is Mary Williams. So welcome, Mary.
Thank you, Jenny.
This is a wonderful initiative. Will you explain to us exactly what it is? Because it must have started with wanting to get the Rodine schools, who are your pupils, to be the best in maths they could possibly be, and to train teachers as well at the school to up their skills levels and things, which is quite unusual in a school, but I think that's fantastic to do it in-house. But it goes far, far beyond that. Give us an idea of the scope of this initiative.
Jenny, a number of years ago, 2008, we sat down, and when I say we, the community, so we included representatives from the parent community, obviously our board of governors, the staff, and we had conversations also with some of the girls. And it was time for us to reflect on what we were doing, where we were, the initiatives, the things that were happening internationally with regards to curriculum development, with a focus on where the skills needs in young people leaving schools was most great. Remember, we also, because it's a girls' school, we do have a focus. There is a gender focus for obvious reasons. We also looked at that point at what historically Rodine was really good at. You know, you don't want to start when you're dealing with those strategic discussions to kind of reinvent yourself, or in a highly competitive environment to want to become like the school down the road. You need to take what you're good at and say, all right, how can we make it better? And we came up with a number of strategic initiatives, amongst which was a focus on maths. Now, with time, it's not just going to be about maths. We're busy now developing this model, and once we feel that we have got something that's really workable, we are also extending it to the sciences. And I say sciences because it's not just about physics and chemistry, it'll be about all the related sciences. So back to the maths, and we decided that that would be an area of specialization for us, to really build on the capacity of the girls from grade naught through to matric, because we go across the full spectrum. For girls to learn to absolutely love maths, to believe in themselves in terms of their engagement with maths, to be thrilled by maths. Now,
your number one news and talk station.
Talk Radio 702.
With Jenny Cruz-Williams.
And looking forward to say, what is needed out there? And we know, not only in South Africa, but throughout the world, that the skills that are developed, the confidence that is developed in terms of mathematical problem solving is key. It's key in terms of its contribution, along with other disciplines, but key to the development of the economies of the future, etc. So we said, all right, we're good at it as it is. Let's make it better. Now, here comes the next thing that we said. We are a school that is incredibly well-resourced. We create for our girls and for our staff the most wonderful opportunities in terms of teaching and learning. So how can we then, as a well-resourced school, how can we make some kind of impact? How can we contribute to to a wider community, and how can we be significant in the lives of other girls? And remember, I will always get back to the girls' school. We know that there is a crisis in teacher education. You know, it's on two fronts. Not only are there huge problems with regards to numeracy and literacy development within the pupils themselves across the state, but also with teacher recruitment, teacher training. So this particular facility is going to focus externally on providing resources for teacher training. We had the most wonderful opportunity to partner with Wits University.
Yes.
And this is one of the really significant elements of this project.
When you say partner, how does that actually work, or should we answer that later?
Well, I can tell you now what we've done. It was a big research project that Wits had up and running for a number of years, headed up by Professor Jill Adler. And they had identified a number of schools, state schools, in what is called District 9, which is predominantly sort of the Alexandra area, but Malvern, that area, 9 schools. And partnering with the maths departments in those schools, whereby teachers were then sent through to Wits, courses were developed, curriculum courses on teacher training. So we're talking about teachers who are already in service, maths teachers, but who really want to improve their skills base, their confidence, to actually enable them to perhaps feel and be much more effective in their classroom situation. So we then developed a formal partnership with Wits. We have we appointed a director of maths who works closely with this program at Wits, and the program is divided into two portions. One of the key research areas is grade 8 and 9 maths, and then that key interface and the jump between grade 9 and grade 10, and that would appear to be where the biggest challenges lie in skills and in concepts and all of those things that are so key to a child eventually being very good at maths or proficient at maths. So there's that focus, and then also the second course deals with what we call the FET phase, so that's grade 10 through to matric. We've been, the Director of Maths has been working on this with Wits now for the past 3 years. This is the third year. And in 2015, it is the intention that Rodin will take complete ownership of that FET teacher training section. And it will in fact be housed at Rodin. And this incredible facility that we have just built, which is called the Rini and Fred England Math Center for Excellence, we were given a very, very generous donation by Mrs. Rini England to put towards this project.
Fabulous.
It is also a training facility. So it will be, it's classrooms and the most wonderful, wonderful classrooms designed by an old girl of Rodine, Sarah Calburn. And we then, and the girls are already in their new classrooms and they're absolutely amazing. But once we take over this training facility of the teachers will then in fact be coming to Rodine. We already have a relationship with these nine schools. There are a number of our staff who are working with them, and that for us is as important, the teacher training, as is our other initiative, our Rodine Academy, which has been going now since 2009, which works just with girls. And, you know, I'd like to tell you a little bit about that, because that's also focusing on maths. And
so how does that work then?
2008, we were approached actually by a member of staff at St. John's College, which, as you know, geographically is literally across a bridge, to say that they were in their first year of running an academy, which was really a mechanism where they could select a number of boys from some of the schools that were less well-resourced, geographically close to the school, bringing them in a couple of afternoons a week and then doing some enrichment work in those disciplines, math, science and English. And he had had requests from girls at some of the neighboring schools, or in some cases they were co-ed schools, to say, why just the boys? You know, why can't? And he had said, well, you know, St. John's, the boys' school, etc. And they said, no, it's not good enough. You know, good for them. Go girls. Mm. So he came across and he said to me, would you consider replicating the model that we're developing? Now, the timing couldn't have been better because, in actual fact, it was at that time that we were looking at all these other strategic elements. So I said, fantastic. But of course, if you're going to do an initiative like that, where you're actually taking young girls, you're taking kids, you have to make sure it's sustainable. I think there is nothing worse than to develop an initiative like this and then either there's not sufficient funding or the whole initiative or the momentum peters out. Mm. So one has to get funding. So off we went, and we have secured, and this is since 2008, and it's been consistent, and we have, again, the most amazing partnerships with Bidvest, one of our major donors, and we have just recently got a donation at the end of last year from the Anglo-American Chairman's Fund, and then also Rand Merchant Bank has been alongside us from day one. We then, I appointed somebody to actually head up this academy so that it didn't become an add-on to the incredible load that many of our teachers have in any of the high-functioning schools that you're so familiar with. And it was just, again, it was just so fortuitous because a colleague of mine who was returning from overseas, she was retired, she'd spent a little bit of time doing some demand teaching in the UK, and she arrived back and I said, Sandy, I've got a wonderful idea for you. And she has just been absolutely remarkable in how she's run with this. What do you want me to do? What happens is, at the end of each year, the schools that we work with, and currently it's Bonato Park and Masimbambani in Orange Farm, the staff in those schools identify girls that they think have potential in terms of their general academic performance and looking at their maths ability and their science aptitude and also English. And they select girls that will then attend the Rodine Academy during the course of the next year. Now, we have 20 girls who come in at grade 10. At the end of that year, those grade 10 girls move up to grade 11 and then obviously into grade 12. So at any one time from grade 10 to 12, we've got 60 girls. What we've done this year, because the real deficit in development of math skills actually starts when they're the early childhood development, as does the literacy issue. But what we're doing this year, and this is where the Anglo-American Chairman's Fund has been so generous, they have said, we proposed it, we motivated it, grade 8 and 9. If we can get them in grade 8 and 9, we can do so much to prepare them to be more effective and to have more confidence and a better level of understanding in those final 3 years of their high school. So this year, for the first time, we've brought in 20 grade 8, 20 grade 9. So in total, every single afternoon, we have 100 girls who come into Rodin. They arrive at 3 o'clock. We give them a meal, and then they go into their respective classes. The most important thing that...
Your number one news and talk station.
Talk Radio 702.
With Jenny Cruz-Williams.
No matter what society you live in, and this is what I was taught when I did a course at Loughborough University, you always have the privileged, you always have an elite, you always have people who are able to afford things that other people can't. But it doesn't mean to say that the people who can't afford the things are lesser in any way at all. It's just that they need to be helped a little bit. And there is the most wonderful initiative that I was reading about the other day that I want to share with you. And of course, you know, if you want to comment, if you want to ask questions, if you are inspired about the conversation that we're about to have, maybe you want to phone in, maybe you want to do it with your school or something similar or something different, but also giving to the community. So let's go and have a look at one of the great schools of South Africa. It's a girls' school. It was founded in 1903, and it's Rodin School, and it's in Parktown, and the girls of Rodin School, the ones that I've bumped into, brilliant at English, and have got all sorts of awards from international awards actually for their English and their spelling and their reading. Really is fantastic, and mathematics, and what they
work together with the Rodin pupils. They do some drama exercises together. They will do some debating exercises together. They do all of it. Our choir, which is absolutely fantastic, we have opportunities where they will sing together with our choir. So we try and bring the Academy girls into the sort of the consciousness and the world of the Rodin girls as well.
So if I've got it right, and it's more complex than I thought it was, and it was complex enough to begin with, you've got this wonderful building that was philanthropically left, or the funding was left to you, and with that, and following this discussion, this massive discussion you had in 2008, you are now not only upping the maths literacy of the school itself, which is your first choice, but you're also upping the skills of the teachers who are teaching it, because they have to be up to speed. But now you've taken it into, and you are going to be taking it to 9 different schools, is that correct?
Yes, and that is the teacher training.
That's the teacher training.
Absolutely.
Now, how does the teacher training work? Do they come into Rodin?
They will do.
So they come into Rodin. And how so far has that gone? Because some of the teachers are woefully equipped in terms of being able to pass on any skills at all. So how does that work? Because we know that they've been disadvantaged.
Currently, those teachers, along with a member of the Rodin staff, the director of maths, Mrs. Corinne Hume, they are currently based at WIT, so they attend lectures, courses that have been very carefully devised by a team headed up by Professor Joel Adler at WITS University, and they come into lectures at designated times, and the whole purpose is to have identified where the gaps are for those teachers in making them feel much more confident and much more skilled in how they're going to access the curriculum and actually impart that and those skills to their pupils in their respective schools. So that's been happening for the past 3 years at WITS, but involving Rodin. As a school, we're the, you know, we're the only school. There has been some assistance with one or two of St. John's Maths Department, but in actual fact, Rodine is in a formal partnership with FITS. In 2015, next year, we will be taking on to base at Rodine. So those teachers will then come to Rodine to do those courses. They won't go to VITS. VITS will keep the grade 8 and 9 course, and we will then run with the FET phase, the grade 10 to matric course of teacher training.
Just pop your headphones on for a minute, and I should reiterate that the lines are open, 883-0702, if you want to chat to us. If you want to SMS us, please do, 31782. We're talking about passing on skills, but in a very structured way and in a very carefully thought out way as well. Beloved, hello.
Yes, Jenny, how are you?
I'm very good, thanks, beloved.
And to your guest, I'm so very excited. What Rodine are doing, it's very, very necessary. I'll tell you, myself, I went through GCE Cambridge. And I'm very passionate about mathematics.
Okay.
I did my O-levels in 1980, but I you know, because I grasped what mathematics is about.
Yes.
I can do mathematics now, you understand?
Yes.
So what I do is I help grade, I like to focus on grade 9s and 10s. Because I think if they don't understand mathematics at that stage, there's no point of them writing mathematics at matric.
Mm-hmm.
So what I do, I gather them together and I help them to understand mathematics. Because what I think the problem is, like you're just to say, the methodology of teaching is a huge problem. Like, for instance, I'll give you an example. They asked me how to transform a decimal to a fraction. And I told them a very simple method. Okay, you take the, let's say it's 0.123, alright? You take the point to be a 1. And then you count the digits after that. It's 1, 2, 3 digits. So it will be 1, 2, 3 over 1,000. They went to school, they told other kids, the teacher, grade 10 teacher, asked them, where did you get this method?
Yes.
Do you understand how great the need is to uplift, you know, the educators themselves,
yes,
so that they can help our children?
Yes,
so I'm glad that the Rodine is addressing this problem. Thank you, Jenny.
Thanks very much indeed. Love. Thanks. Thanks so much. And just an indication, I suppose, of the enthusiasm, because I think maths is exciting if you can do it. Have you had any indication of how successful these courses have been? Because they've been running for a couple of years in some instances. Any indication of how it's improved the teacher's ability to pass on their skills to the children? How's it improved them, and how therefore it's improved the children?
Jenny, I think that is something that currently the research aspects of the department at VITS are busy looking at.
Right.
And I think, you know, for me, I'm not in a position at this age to comment on what the qualitative impact or outcome of that is. I think the person that one would need to talk to keep integrity around that would in fact be Professor Jill Adler, who is very involved in the whole process. What I can comment on, though, if one is looking at progress, is if you go across to our academy, which is now what we run to assist and support the pupils, right? The other initiative, the VITS partnership, is around the teacher training, but for the pupils. And now, over a period of time, we have just last year saw out of the school our second cohort of matrics in the academy. And there has, in fact, been a significant improvement in their overall standard and their matric pass rate, those girls who have been through the academy, and particularly around their maths and their science and their English. And what has been wonderful, Bidvest decided 2 years ago that they wanted us to identify each year now going forward the top academy matric pupil, and they then award her a full bursary to university, obviously each year to be renewed, to go and study in a field that that she now has a natural affinity for. And in fact, last year, the young woman who was awarded the bursary is enrolling to do actuarial science. She is the most remarkable young girl. So,
your number one news and talk station.
Talk Radio 702.
With Jenny Cruz-Williams.
No matter what society you live in, and this is what I was taught when I did a course at Loughborough University, you always have the privileged, you always have an elite, you always have people who are able to afford things.
One News and Talk Station.
Talk Radio 702. Follow Jenny Cruz-Williams on Twitter at JCWLife.
Now, before I forget, let me just remind you about our poll. And the National Police Commissioner, Ria Piecha, has said that the South African Police Service are not trigger happy. And I'm interested in knowing, no more than that, what you think about that statement. Do you agree with it or do you disagree with it? And the reason why we're asking is because there are so many incidents, it seems to me, recently, where the South African Police Service have actually shot to kill, and under circumstances where normally you would hope that really good and enforceable crowd control would be working. So I'd like to know what you think. Do you agree with Ria Piecha? Is it a yes or is it a no? Are South African Police Service trigger happy or are they not, as she claims? So all you've got to do is you've just got to do a yes or a no on at JCW Life Twitter, and you can SMS us as well, 31702, and we'll tell you at the end of the show what the overall vote actually says. Let's go to Celeste in Sydenham. Hello, Celeste.
Hello, afternoon, Jen.
Hi.
I've just arrived home from teaching. I've been teaching maths for 29 years on the FET level, you know, the grade 11 and 12 mainly. And I did my honours last year, and I've just been wanting to get involved in helping teachers, but I don't know how to do it because of you sort of need a master's if you want to lecture.
Mm-hmm.
And this just sounds perfect for me. So I thought I would love to find out about how I could get involved for next year when I can sort of cut down on my commitments.
Well, that sounds absolutely great. I mean, I can't speak, obviously, for Rodine or the other schools that are involved in their own project.
Okay.
But Mary?
Yes, Celeste, most certainly. What I'd like you to do is perhaps just to give the school a ring, ask to be put through to my PA. Her name is Glynis Payne.
Yes.
And give her all your details, and I will certainly pass those on to the director of maths, to our maths department, and we can get you in, we can talk to you. Absolutely fantastic.
Okay.
Wonderful. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
There
Thanks.
You go, Celeste.
Okay.
Congratulations. Good luck. And just some of your SMSs. This comes from Hema. Rodine's initiative is much needed. I'm a mom of three kids, the oldest being 16, the youngest 5. Maths tuition costs a fortune. I would like to know if the course at WITS allows stay-at-home moms or others at a cost to help teach maths. I've got a degree in BA Fine Arts and I've got an A in maths a long time ago. Would love to learn to teach maths to underprivileged children. That comes from Hema. What would Hema do? I mean, how would Hema have to take that further?
Oh, she would have to go to WITS. So,
yes.
In other words, phone them, find out exactly what the restrictions might be on her, if any, what she can do, if she wants to then convert. Clearly, you know, there's some ability in maths. I mean, she did well in maths. Let her phone them. Let her find out. I mean, it's about creating opportunity, and she must go for it. She really must.
So, Emma, just, you know, come back to us and, you know, tell us what the results are, but hopefully it opens doors for you as well as some young people who need it. Jenny, informative and interesting show. How can this be extended to other areas? I'm just a passionate individual who wants to make a change in this arena. Well, I think that we've already heard that what Rodine is doing is although the mathematics side is the core of what they are doing, English is also being passed on, and other subjects, science and technology. These are all the areas that you've got to have, and that we have failed in South Africa to a very, very large extent with our youngsters. So I think this is incredibly important, as well as being a great initiative. expensive. Anonymous also says other schools are offering similar-minded programs, e.g. St. Stithian's and St. Mary's. Well done, all of them. And I was talking to Mary about this a moment ago. Mary also said St. Andrew's is also doing something fantastic. But Rodine is the only school where the girls come in on a daily basis. Is that correct?
Yeah, from Monday to Friday, from 3 until 5, they are at the school. We do a very comprehensive program with them, but they do come in every single day, and they're part of our campus on a daily basis.
And also, I think that what you will find as you dig into this is that there are companies, I mean, Rand Merchant Bank, all sorts of companies, Bidvest, we've already mentioned today, are heavily involved in taking this even further and coming up, because they have to, because if they are going to get a new generation of people coming into their companies and helping them to make money, you're going to have to get the pupils trained in the first place. So it's a kind of a symbiotic relationship, but it's very necessary, and I personally find it very exciting, and I think it goes without saying that if you are privileged, and the girls at Rodine are privileged, there's an obligation to help. I genuinely believe that, and I think the schools who are privileged, I think, acknowledge that. Let's go to Raboni. Hello, Raboni.
Hi, Jenny. How are you?
I'm so good. Thank you.
Good. Yeah, Jenny, my name is Raboni. I'm in the research space. I'm a director of a research company that specializes both in quant and qual. So I'd like to offer my services to Rodine, because I've been following the story on the news, and I'm just thinking, why not do impact analysis for them of some sort to see how, you know, I don't want to say bad or good, but how good the program is. And if there are any weaknesses, we could always, you know, indicate where weaknesses are.
Well, Raboni, listen, I can't, as I said, I can't speak for Rodine, but I'm going to put you back to our producers and just leave your name and your telephone number. And I'll pass it on to Rodine.
Perfect.
Raboni, thank you very much indeed. Thank you so much. So I would love to hear from you, and just a few more questions. The pupils in the different schools that are going to be brought into this network, I think one of the great difficulties there might be with this is them going home, and which I often think of the girls at Oprah's school. I think that they're very carefully managed, but I do think that there might be difficulties there. But of course, this is something that has to be done in order to help people to leapfrog the poverty in which they've been living and to become playing members of a modern society. So any downside with the girls, how would that be managed if there was a downside, if you could see them taking strain?
And we have on occasions. There have been girls, Jenny, that Sandy has been concerned about. Fortunately, she develops the kind of relationship with them that eventually they are very comfortable to talk to her about any particular challenges they might have had or level of ostracization that they might be experiencing, because now, you know, they're coming to the school and they're no longer part of that community, whatever the case might be. And Sandy works very closely with them. We do have two educational psychologists, one a clinical psychologist based at Rodine for the Rodine community, and if there was the need, Sandy would not hesitate to bring them in. But we do have programs with our own bursary students at Rodine, where, as to all the schools, where you work very hard at that integration, that you don't actually end up with every good intention in the world setting them apart from their community, where they feel a sense of no longer belonging anywhere. And we have used that skill that we have acquired to set up some mentoring programs for the Academy girls. And in fact, this year we have appointed a retired teacher to look at precisely that. She will do a far closer mentorship, also looking at their career possibilities and applications to university and things like that. But what you talk about is a very real possibility. Having said that, though, the one thing that we have found, and this comes from the schools themselves, that there is an increasing level of interest from the girls in schools that we are recruiting from to actually get selected for the academy. So the really upside of it is you've got a whole lot of little girls in grade 8 and 9 who are now working really hard because there is a chance that they will get selected to go to the academy. So, you know, that idea of suddenly there's an opportunity, and with that opportunity comes the single most important thing of all for me, irrespective of what your socioeconomic position is, and that is this thing called hope. Mm-hmm. And I think, really, what are we, you know, I always say in education, what do? I actually peddle hope. It is about hope. Because the minute you begin to educate effectively, you create hope. You create, they know that there is a future. It's where there is no opportunity, where there is no education, there is no hope. And I think that will sort of overcome those instances where perhaps a child is feeling, or a young girl is feeling, that she no longer belongs to her community, mm. or worse than that, she is being in some way bullied or whatever, because and made to feel inadequate.
I've just got a couple of other questions for me to put to you after this.
MS Jenny Cruz Williams now.
31702.
So we are just finishing our conversation, and I hope you found it interesting, with Mary Williams, executive head at Rodine School. We've been concentrating on maths, science, technology, the upliftment of teachers, giving them latest skills that they need in those subjects, but particularly in mathematics at the moment, and how the school is taking in not only teachers but pupils from very.
Your number one news. And Talk Station.
Talk Radio 702.
With Jenny Cruz Williams.
No matter what society you live in, and this is what I was taught when I did a course at Loughborough University, you always have the privileged, you always have an elite, you always have people who are able to afford things that other people can't. But it doesn't mean to say that the people who can't afford the things are lesser in any way at all. It's just that they need to be helped a little bit. And there is the most wonderful initiative that I was reading about the other day that I want to share with you. And of course, you know, if you want to comment, if you want to ask questions, if you are inspired about the conversation that we're about to have, maybe you want to phone in, maybe you want to do it with your school or something similar or something different, but also giving to the community. So let's go and have a look at one of the great schools of South Africa. It's a girls' school. It was founded in 1903, and it's Rodine School, and it's in Parktown, and the girls of Rodine School, the ones that I've bumped into, brilliant at English, and have got all sorts of awards from international awards actually for their English and their spelling and their reading. Really is fantastic. And mathematics. And what the school is doing is wonderful, yes.
And she's absolutely remarkable. Mm. She's a librarian. She currently, though, is teaching history. And Marge actually runs this amazing quiz. And what was really interesting, if you're talking about how can we measure the success of the intervention, which is, you know, it's key. I mean, if you're doing these things, you would like to know that some other making a difference. And what Marge did, you know, we've been working with the Yeovil Community School for a while, and last year the Pendulani quiz was held, and Yeovil Community School won the Pendulani quiz. Now, you know, that has got to tell you something, that the intervention. We also do, we're doing a whole paired and shared reading program, a very in-depth program, as I say, with the approval of the Department of Education. And we had a Rodine mum, Lynette Jackson, who gathered around her a group of volunteers, fantastic group, and they have now taken on aspects of that project. They call themselves The Link, and involving mums from many other schools. And I think, you know, the mention of St. Stithin, St. Mary's, St. Andrews, I think, Jenny, we need to understand that at each of these independent schools, there are some remarkable initiatives taking place to extend our well-resourced facilities out into the community and to have some impact in an educational environment which we all know at the moment is not in a good state.
Yeah.
So we're all doing whatever it is we can to make a difference.
Well, it's a fantastic initiative, and thank you very much indeed for joining us in the studio and sharing a little bit with us.
Thank you.
So thank you very much indeed.
Thank you, Jenny.
Mary Williams, Executive Head at Rodine School. And I have to say to you that and you'll hear all about it in about a month's time, with the library that we've finished at Seba Desano School with the help of Exclusive Books, we are going to be knocking on Marge Brown's door, because I think the work that she's done, I think, is absolutely fantastic and very, very important as well. And I know some of you are going to want to help as well. So thanks very much indeed for that.